Boy Pauline, me glad all the government a work for improve the business climate in a Jamaica, man.
My girl, I me fi tell you. Yeah? Me say I just the other day me and my sister talk about the same thing, you know. About the rigmarole that we have to go through for register one little business. Mm-hmm. See, ma, you have to run up and down all over the place from tax office to company's office to wherever else just to get things right. Me say me get fed up, man.
Well, tell the world that you're running this over, me dear. I just one place you're going to have to go now. So don't worry yourself.
Me hear about it, man. Me a follow news, you know. Mm-hmm. And the next thing is that the government a make it easier now for people even can get loans finance them business.
True that. What me understand is that you can use all your farm animals now as collateral to get loans. If that is not a blessing from the Lord, then I don't know what is.
It is shaping up to be a happy new year for small business operators and entrepreneurs like Pauline, as the government seeks to implement measures to improve the ease of doing business in Jamaica. Come January 2, persons will be able to register their collateral, including non-traditional assets, with the Security Interests in Personal Property, SIP Registry. The registry forms part of the government's business reform agenda, designed to enhance the investment environment and ultimately spur entrepreneurship and economic growth. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says, along with the registry, the new business registration form, the Super Form, will also become available on January 2. Both instruments, he says, are being implemented by the government through the Companies Office of Jamaica, the COJ.
The registry form is part of the secure transaction framework designed to modernize and improve commerce by expanding access to domestic credit while at the same time minimizing the risks of loan default. This is yet another structural benchmark agreed by the government of Jamaica with the IMF, and I'm happy to say that we are ahead of the deadline.
The SIP Registry will be a repository of information on non-real estate assets being tendered as collateral for securing loans. These assets include motor vehicles, stocks and securities, agricultural yields, equipment, accounts receivable and futures, for example, future crops and unborn livestock. Owners of creative works, innovators and inventors will also be able to leverage their intellectual property, such as copyright, patents and trademarks, to be used as collateral in securing loans. In explaining the loans process, Minister Hilton says the financial institutions will register notices of loans granted and the associated assets to be used as collateral.
The availability of this information in a central database will enable the institutions to verify any previous use of the potential collateral and establish priority with regard to other claimants on the same asset.
The new business registration form, or super form, will seek to address a range of issues faced by individuals in the process of business startups. Minister Hilton says it is expected to ease the tremendous heartache experienced by several members of the micro, small and medium-sized enterprise, the MSME sector.
With the introduction of the super form, you save time and cost, as the incorporation of a company or the registration of a business name will require only one trip, that is, to the company's office. It therefore eliminates the need to visit multiple agencies to process a TRN, NIS number, GCT, and NHT requirements, or to procure clearance letters.
Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton. With the implementation of the Super Form and the introduction of the SIP Registry, it is anticipated that Jamaica's business environment will be strengthened significantly and the country will progress further on the path to sustained economic growth and prosperity.
Callaloo yam planting, so good. Eating healthy is eating Jamaican. Our foods are produced under top conditions, so you get the best. Jamaican food is full of flavor, high in nutrition with lots of vitamins and minerals. When you eat Jamaican, you support our agricultural workers and their families. That's over a million Jamaicans. Keep yourself and Jamaica strong. Grow what we eat and eat what we grow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.